speaking now with Hannah McNeil. We're coming out on Facebook through the Willows and the PGA of Saskatchewan. Hannah, that you're going to get your card, and congratulations on that. We're going to talk about that. But I think for you, the game, it all started in little Shaunavon. I think how did golf come into your life?
My dad is a big golfer, and he's a really good player, and he kind of got me into it. I was a teenager and I just wanted something to do in the summers. And so he started taking me out to the course there in town. I fell in love almost instantly.
And there was definitely some junior success for you, and you got into competitive. Maybe there was some junior teams, I'm not sure, but just kind of how did you, branch out into being, competitive provincially? Because again, Shaunavon's a long ways away from the big centers and a small community.
Yeah, so I'm a very competitive person. So once I kind of realized that I was a decent player, I started taking lessons also. And wanting to compete in some tournaments. And I was just lucky enough to have those opportunities, even though there were some long travel days to further communities and stuff. But that's kind of it. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to see what was out there, I guess.
For sure. And it gave you lots of opportunities. And eventually you got to Saskatoon. So the PGA, is that a new goal? Has that always been there? Talk about that a little bit.
No, actually, if you had told me 3 years ago, even that I would be where I am today, I probably wouldn't believe you. As a competitive golfer, it wasn't really in my mind to do that yet. And then I started working in the golf industry. I work at the Willows in Saskatoon now. And there's a lot of other pros there that have kind of just been putting it out there and asking me and seeing if I'd be interested. And then obviously within the last couple of years, I kind of took a step back from competitive golf a little bit. And I found a new love for the sport and understanding it. And I kind of just wanted to share it with other people. So now I have that opportunity, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to assume you're going to the University of Saskatchewan.
Yes.
So are you taking something different and now you're just going to just complete U-turn, or is school still going to fall in line with obviously this, renewed passion?
No. So I actually, already have a degree from the U of S. I have my degree in kinesiology and I convocated a year ago in June.
Okay. Well, that's a great avenue too though, right? Very athletic.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, exactly. And then I wasn't really sure after that what I wanted to do. So I took a year off and just was working. And then going back to the Willows again this summer and realizing that it's something that I'd actually really like to do. And, yeah, I do believe that my kin degree is very helpful.
Oh, no, 100% it is. You learn so much more. And, now one of just, I hope I don't miss any, but I'm going to think four now. Obviously, Bobby at Moon Lake. Amanda down in Estevan, and of course Anna, I guess you could call Humboldt or her home course now, but I guess the fourth, and I really hope I'm not missing anybody, but you're in a small group now. Congratulations. Talk about what that means.
Oh, it's honestly incredible. It's the opportunities now that I have. And there's obviously as a female golfer, it's a small world really. And I want to be able to grow the game specifically for females and stuff. And there's a lot of people out there that are looking for that kind of role model. And it's really exciting to be able to get to be that person for some other people. Because golf is incredible and everybody should feel comfortable and have that opportunity to learn from whoever they want kind of thing.
That's great. A message too. I mean, our juniors are right around the corner here in Regina next week. There's a lot of boys, upwards of 100, but I think we're, it's in that 10 to 15 range for the girls. And, you got to go to Nova Scotia in 2016, I believe, one experience that would have been. But is there a message that we could provide even this week before the event of, maybe taking that first step and playing your first event?
I would definitely just say go for it. I know for a fact the first year that I played in any type of tournament, I didn't feel ready, but it was one of the best experiences ever. Everybody is so supportive, and everybody wants you to succeed. So even if you're having a little bit of doubts, I would say definitely go for it. Put yourself out there, and you might find out that it's really not so bad. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, we're going to pass that message along for sure. And lastly, you know, you got to play around to get your card. And was that the most stressful round you played? I mean, again, you've been to some national tournaments. How stressful was that 18 hole?
Oh my goodness, it was by far the most stressful round I've ever played. There is nothing that can that can prepare you for that. I can play a tournament round and maybe I'll be nervous on the first tee and then after that I relax a little bit, but I was nervous up until that very last putt on 18, so it was tense.
But you got it. Congratulations once again, Hannah. It's so great to see, for Sean, I've been obviously that corner of the province. It's awesome to see your success. Congratulations once again, and good luck in the future, wherever that takes you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.